Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting podcast episode from The Atlantic about how to age up together in an increasingly age-diverse yet age-segregated society.
I'm so intrigued by this topic, especially the seeming paradox of more diversity but more segregation. How did they set up that discussion?
Well, the hosts, Natalie Brennan and Yasmin Tayag, started with some playful banter about their own generational differences, Gen Z and Millennial, which highlighted how we tend to interact mostly with people our own age.
That's so true. My own social circle feels very homogeneous age-wise. So how did they move from personal anecdotes to the larger societal issue?
They brought in Eunice Nichols, co-CEO of CoGenerate, an organization focused on intergenerational partnerships. Nichols pointed out that while we're living in the most age-diverse time ever, we're also the most age-segregated due to policies and infrastructure that, while beneficial in many ways, have unintentionally separated generations.
That's fascinating. It's like a side effect of progress we didn't anticipate. What kind of policies are they talking about?
Things like child labor laws, universal schooling, social security, all positive developments. But they've led to kids being in schools, adults at work, and older adults often in retirement communities, creating these distinct age silos.
I see. It's almost like we've engineered separation. What's the impact of this segregation?
Nichols argued that it creates a sense of disconnection and limits opportunities for mutual learning and support. She highlighted the potential benefits of intergenerational relationships, from younger people gaining life experience and mentorship to older adults feeling more connected and valued. She gave examples of how these connections can happen organically, like through shared service projects or even something as simple as a book club.
Those are wonderful examples, but surely there must be challenges to bridging these generational gaps, right?
Absolutely. Nichols mentioned the importance of respectful communication. Young people want to be known as individuals, not just recipients of unsolicited advice. They need to feel their current reality is understood, even if it's different from what older generations experienced. There's also a need to avoid burdening young people with the sole responsibility of fixing the world's problems. It has to be a collaborative effort.
So how do we move from this segregated state to a more integrated one? What are some actionable steps?
Nichols suggested looking for existing opportunities in your community, volunteer organizations, book clubs, or even reaching out to older neighbors. She also discussed innovative housing models that bring generations together, offering both affordability for younger people and companionship for older adults.
I really like the idea of reframing aging up, not as something to fear or escape, but as a process of continuous growth and connection. The hosts also touched on how our subjective age, how old we feel, can influence our interactions. And, as they jokingly pointed out, maybe focusing on that inner youthfulness can help break down some of those generational barriers.
Exactly. And they ended with a powerful point. Generations, as neatly defined categories, aren't really real. It's a social construct that can sometimes be more divisive than helpful. Focusing on our shared humanity, regardless of age, might be the key to building a stronger, more connected society. I also wanted to mention the part where they discussed the eldest daughter theory, which explains that eldest daughters are often the ones that have to take care of their aging parents. I see. Interesting. Got it.
I'm curious, though, about how we create systemic change to encourage these intergenerational connections. It seems like it would require shifts in policy, infrastructure, and even cultural attitudes.
Definitely. But the good news is, Nichols' work and the rising interest in intergenerational initiatives show that momentum is building. The Belonging Barometer report they discussed also highlighted the universal need for connection across all ages. It really resonated with me how both older and younger people benefit deeply from feeling seen, valued, and needed by one another.
That makes a lot of sense. This has been such an enlightening conversation. I'm leaving with a lot to think about and a renewed appreciation for the importance of intergenerational connections.
Thanks for joining me in this discussion. I hope you found it as interesting as I did. Until next time, remember, aging up doesn't mean aging out. Goodbye and have a wonderful day.
Goodbye.